Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, and wild we will be. Tonight's a live show, so get ready to get live with us. And I say we're going to have a phenomenal lineup here with me and my special promoter and funnest of all fun people. Those of you know her as a person that's certified. She is American certified. That means that she's not only accurate, she's real. She's able to do this and was born with this gift. She's been doing psychic mediumship work her whole life. She has been reading professionally for 25 years. She is just the wildest. It's Dina Flanagan. Dina, how you doing?
Excellent. I just got done watching The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, I love it. Here all the rest of us are out here doing stuff, and Dina's with Disney Week and with Charlie Brown. We know that, you know, I'm having stress over here in Washington, D.C. You need to get out here and help me with this crazy individuals that are telling me that if this metaphysical keeps going at this rate, by 2015, there will be all of us that are in this energy they were telling me today will be dealing with and handling all of the paranormal. They said that it's going to be able to go with it. And it does make sense to me, but there's a part of me that argues this, because I remember, you know, Dina, they told us in 2000 that the world was going to end. They said it was also going to go at 2012. We had these other predictions, which brings me to the phenomenal guest tonight, and we are waiting here a little expectantly. I know that Mercury's playing with him, so I know that he's calling in on a 206 number, and that is our phenomenal guest tonight, Dr. Carl Johan Coleman. He is the author of a very phenomenal books here that we've been talking about. Dr. Coleman has consistently argued that the Maya encounter is about the evolution of consciousness, changing people on the inside rather than the catastrophe, and the evidence of the evolution of the global mind is mapped in the Mayan calendar. He's a phenomenal individual. You guys was on the show with us here about 2 weeks ago, and we're looking forward to talking with him. I am running through the phone. I'm not seeing the 206 number right yet, but we are going to be here. We're going to be talking a little bit, me and Dina. And as we wait for Dr. Coleman to call in on the 206 number, we ask all of you individuals that are here to give us just a minute of your time to look at what we've been doing. Please go to psychesgonewild.com if you haven't already to put in for the prizes. Blue Moon Treasures, we're going to be giving away candy. Those of you who know that we've been working with a very phenomenal fact that we're going to give trick-or-treat candy. So if you want to win at the candy club, put in psychesgonewild.com. I would like to be in for the trick-or-treat. We'll be giving those prizes away next week. Tonight we're going to be giving a few prizes away as we go into this individuality of giving out the prizes at Psychics Gone Wild. It's what we do. Those of you calling the 773-897-6461 number, don't get a little uptight. It's Mercury retrograde. We've discussed this topic so much. I'm a little scared to go into it with me and Dina, but we do know that when Mercury's doing this, there is a lot of good to come out of it. So you're having everything go backwards in your communication. This is a time to check and catch errors and things that are going on in your system. We're riding this out to the 25th. Beings, we're going from Libra into Scorpio. Dina, we've got a few individuals here right about Mercury, and you're going to we got to all laugh. I don't know where Dina gets them, but she gets the wildest ones. We're writing in here, Dina, I have to know why. If Mercury is going backwards, my boyfriend has always been a person who didn't handle things. Now, I've noticed since Mercury retrograde has went backwards, he seems to be more acting nicer to me. He was kind of odd to me for 2 weeks. Am I correct in understanding with Mercury's doing that this man really, really loves me? Because I'm a little worried here with him.
Well, if you were born while Mercury retrograde was in retrograde in your chart, then it's the opposite. Then everything good starts to happen. Or, you know, things start to flow your way while everybody else is going, oh, my God, I can't take this any longer. So that's what happens. You just never know. And it depends what sign it's in, too, and what it means or what it's supposed to be doing.
Makes a lot of sense there with this. And those of you tuning in tonight, we love all of you guys that are writing in. We've got a Mercury Rim. We've got our guest tonight. I introduced earlier the phenomenal Dr. Carl Johann Kolleman. Dr. Carl Johann Kolleman, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jethro. Happy to be back on your show.
We're happy to have you. You've had a lot of individuals writing a lot of emails. We've got lots of questions here. Me and Dean will be giving you some questions we've got for your phenomenal book.
Yeah.
Talking about the Mayan calendar, we had a lot of individuals that were telling us with some things that were happening here. And I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of feedback. I'm not sure what that sound is. But what I'm going to go ahead and do is, Dina, would you like to talk to our doctor here just for a minute? And I'll be right back. I'm going to see what our technical.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine.
Hi.
Hi.
Good. It was so much fun talking to you last time, and so fascinating, all the subjects that you cover. So there's one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you last time, so I'm lucky I get to ask you this time. So you have in part of your thing is how the Akashic record may be retrieved by individual minds for reincarnation. How is that?
Well, the basic idea is the following. I demonstrate in the book that all the human minds are actually part of sharing a big global mind. And this global mind is really, you might say, emanating from the core of the earth, which is a large crystal. That is known. It's a crystal made from iron and nickel, so it's not a normal crystal, but it's still a crystalline state. And my view then is that since all minds are connected with that, it also means that memories will be connected to the core of the earth. And this is speculative, but maybe then the Akashic record is sort of an information that is stored in this huge crystal in the inner core of the earth. And the interesting thing about that is that if human souls are entering through the center of the earth, which to me doesn't seem very strange, if they do, it might be that they actually pick up some of these old memories when they enter life, and meaning that these kind of special memories, the basis for past lives, that would sort of give an explanation why we would actually be connected to past lives. So it's a fairly speculative thing, but it's not speculative that our minds are connected to the core of the earth. And it's not speculative that the core of the inner core of the earth is a huge crystal. So maybe this is what I'm suggesting.
Well, that's interesting, because I deal with people in past lives too, and I can see their past lives. And sometimes people have recollections, of their own past lives. But yeah, so it's got to come from somewhere. And I've always thought, where's that coming from? So it's a very fascinating viewpoint with it. But the Akashic records, and if that's from the past, the Akashic records, to my recollection, was also something you can. It's what you're a blueprint for this life, this current life. Do you feel that that's true?
I would say so. Yeah, I share that view essentially. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Because a lot of times when I'm reading, I feel like I can go into the Akashic record, their person's Akashic records, and see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that makes sense, but what you then would be doing that you're going into the core of the earth and looking there where these kind of things would be stored. That's how I look upon it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It does make sense to me.
Yeah.
A big miss.
And,
right?
You know, I think that the, you know, the Akashic records for our particular planet, they should be stored in our particular planet, and they shouldn't just be coming from the sky, so to speak. That's another idea I think I have.
You're
yeah.
phenomenal here, and you two are writing this and reading here a little bit about this. Those of you tuning in, this is the author of The Global Mind and Rise of Civilization, Dr. Carl Johan Coleman, and he is phenomenal in some of the research you've done. And we're looking here and you know, exactly what they were talking about, which you in the May magazine of Nature here, you know, that was one of the really phenomenal things they were talking about was the conscious mind and the findings of this, you know, from the scientific team that the universe and its normal scales actually organized around a cosmic tree, pointing to a unified plan for all the cosmos. This is exactly what we're talking about, the cosmic records, the cosmos. You know, I do want to let everyone know here, Dr. Coleman has a background as an accomplished cancer researcher and environmental scientist, followed by a 20-year-long involvement with the Mayan calendar. So, I mean, you know, Doctor, you didn't just come out yesterday to say, I'm going to grab up the pen and paper and write this. I mean, you've got some phenomenal background behind this. I was so impressed as we were talking about and working with some of the, you know, last week when you were on. And we tease some of our emailers. We got someone writing it again. Thomas is writing, Dina, you're hot. I don't care who you talk to. You both are just making so much sense to me. Could you go out with me? I'm in Seattle. What is going on with these people? So we got to read them. They just love Dina. She is a cutie. The doctor is here, and we love you, Dr. Carl. I have been listening to the show, and I have to ask you. You had talked about there was ley lines or there was something here in Washington, D.C. I live close to Jethro over here in Virginia. Is it true that there are energies here that are the reason that everything was put the capital here in Washington, D.C.? Would you please tell me what you believe of this?
Yeah. Yes, that is exactly what I believe. I think that you might say that there is a longitude which would be 77 degrees west. I think 77.5 degrees west. That corresponds to Washington, D.C. And that particular longitude is sort of the center of the Western Hemisphere on the level of the inner core of the Earth. And it's you know, today you might say Washington, D.C. is the world's power center, at least in terms of worldly power. And it's a curious phenomenon that if you go exactly 90 degrees, in other words, a quarter of the Earth, in the other direction, you come to the city of Rome, which is on 12th longitude east. It's 90 degrees then. And that you might say, I mean, of course, the city of Rome has an enormous history of having been the center of the Roman Empire, but then it's been the center of the Vatican, the center of Christianity, so to speak. And that's another line that has been demonstrated to be significant on the level of the inner core of the Earth. So there is something going on there. And I'm just curious, you know, if you live in Virginia, I don't know how close you're living to this particular line, but it would be interesting to know to what extent anyone there could actually go and douse or something like that and see if they could feel this particular line, which is really like feeling what is this in the core of the Earth, which is quite deep down and so forth. But nonetheless, it's there, and it's a very interesting phenomenon. I'm sure it's not an accident. Otherwise, this capital of the United States would probably have stayed in Philadelphia, and it did not do that.
Very phenomenal. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We went a little wilder. We've got the phenomenal Dr. Carl Johan Coleman with me and Dina Flanagan. We are being wild. We hope you are too. We're going to grab the phones. We do ask you guys, you know, we tease you. We are psychic, but if I say hello, you got to answer back. We had a lot last week of tease. I know Thomas has got a crush on Dina. We still got him emailing consistently. We are glad for him. Also Daniel over in Colorado. So you guys got to realize that this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Not get a date. So come on. Give me some answers here, quick. It's so wild. 702, what about you? Would you like to talk on Psyche's Gone Wild, 702?
Hi, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
great.
Hello?
I welcome you. You gave us the ding. Are you friends of the big telephone company, or what is going on? Did we just catch it?
Yeah, I've called in a few times before.
I feel this. I remember your energy, and I love it. Could you give us our name? What do you think of our wild guest? I mean, we've got a doctor here who's talking about some very intense proof of our world and the evolution of it.
I would agree with that. Very good Bible information. My name is Craig.
Welcome, Craig. And do you have a phenomenal question for our wild Dina? Or?
Yes, I do. I came in contact with a person who is quite unique in herself, and she's been able to connect on so many different levels. She has some limitations, but I just want to know, with the limitations, do you see us having a successful dating life?
Yes, sir. Can you translate? Because I'm here, it was gurgling.
It's okay, and I think that they're meaning to do it. It's a love question, Dina. We all tease Dina. She loves it, but her and Cupid do fight often. I'm more of the one. And if you guys do tune into Your Tangle, I'm actually writing there as an article writer for love. I did one on karmic relationships right now and about how the aura changes. Are you a lover or are you a karmic relationship? Because actually aura will change. Craig, I heard about the relationship. You're telling me this person, I do need to get for the radio, I need to get a name because I need to specifically ask permission to read her. I can't scan, you know, her if I just get from your answer.
Her name is Herbie.
Okay, I'm feeling that energy with you and her going through some other development here. They're telling me that you two, I feel, are going to be pulled together a little bit later. Right now, we're all having a little bit of awkward things with Mercury, but you two are hanging in there. This is an emotional time because as we're going through Libra. Libra's the balancer, the Venus of love. Well, Mars comes in with the energy and the strength of Mars. So we get both yin and yang balance here of what Mercury does by the opposite. They're telling me that I feel you and her are going to be getting more of a energy here, especially the 20th into the 21st and 2nd. I do feel there's something a little sad here about her. I do feel there's something going on that she's trying to put her dots together to fill in for the love. And they tell me that it'll be more stronger after the 25th. If we go out of Mercury, more into something here has to be expressed to you, and she will be able to do this in a good way. But I feel that you're also a little chicken when it comes to this. You want the really strong relationship, but you're no rush to having something very serious.
Right, absolutely. I definitely agree with that.
There. Well, thank you for calling, Craig. I apologize tonight. The phones are going wild. Are you in an elevator, or are you just dating the girl that rings? Something's going on over there.
It's raining.
Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you. Have a good night, and thanks for calling. I hope we helped you. Sorry it's so chaotic. It's Mercury retrograde.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are having a lot of energy here. Dr. Carl Johan Cullivan's here tonight. We had one of our callers call in asking Dina some love questions. Dina was not able to hear. No problem with her and Cupid. Nobody's saying that. We have a lot of you guys writing in. Why do you think that Dina always fights with the angels, Jethro? You know, the doctor's talking about Rome. I think that she was a Roman fighter, and I think you were probably her sister in that life. You ought to be nice to her because she always sticks up for you. Just a question from Chicago, Jethro. Gosh, leave Dina alone. It could be possible, Dina. I could see the fighter in her. I could see Dina as a wrestler in there just punching it out in the Roman days. That probably was the first one of the few lives we've had. We do know we are brother and sister in light, and I'm only teasing Dina when I say that her and Cupid are having problems. It's always been a joke with me and her that I know that Dina, in all actuality, is very loved. So it's just a humor. Calm down in Chicago. Nobody has to take my Cheerios away. We have a lot of people writing in going, Dr. Cullivan, we were discussing here. Dina, I would like you to ask him a question. Well, I'm having some really fun things going on over here in technical because right now it's telling me that there is six of us on and they have no idea. So I'm going to find out what we're doing here. Dina, would you like to talk to our phenomenal guest for a moment?
So one of the other questions that it really stuck out to me that I was like, is when and how humans gained a soul and became spiritual beings?
There are, in the Mayan calendar system, which is really a system for the evolution of humanity, I would say, but it starts with the evolution of various kinds of animals and so forth, and then there is one point, one wave, starting about 100,000 years ago, when it seems that people took in a soul, that you know, the you might say the animal-like humans that existed before, they took in a soul. And that is evidenced by, I guess, two things. One is that about 100,000 years ago, you find the very first burials where people are giving flowers to the deceased. And so that indicates that the people then started to have a feeling that there was a soul that would survive the body. And another thing that happened about 100,000 years ago is that you find you see people really doing art and expressing themselves through that. And, you know, I would say that these are indications that people became spiritual, and the soul gives them the spirit, you might say. I don't know. Maybe you have an idea of how to distinguish between soul and spirit, but I'm not sure myself. But that's what I would, that would be my answer. Do you have a difference between soul and spirit?
Well, it's interesting because, no, your soul and your spirit is pretty much the same thing. However,
yeah.
if I'm talking psychically to my spirit guide, which then talks to your spirit guide, which then I can see into your soul, it becomes separate. So in other words, it's your spirit guide that can
uh-huh.
see into your soul. It's a separate being. But if
yeah.
you're talking about somebody who, or two people who are a person that's living here on Earth, to me it's the same thing. Your soul
yeah.
is your spiritual being and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's the only time it
right.
becomes different from me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
I agree with that, and I you know, I know that sometimes with art, what we do, that people will tell me that we talk a different lingo here, and I love this with the doctor. You know, we thank you so much coming in, because we've had other people going, here we are, we're talking to you guys about this with this world and this Mayan calendar. I do think it's phenomenal that, you know, they were talking about in Berkeley that the world does a magnetic flip every 100 years, about in our lifetime we go through other work. Would you say this magnetic flip, it's obviously in your belief it would be part of the system. Is this part of why maybe the because of the flip and the magnetic field is why they had some of the other concepts, or do you think that plays a part in what was going on there with the Mayan calendar?
No, I it's not part of my way of looking at it, really. And I haven't heard that that there would be a magnetic flip that often that you're saying. There certainly is not a pole shift, like a big pole shift. That doesn't happen very often. I think they say that it happened for certain was about 800,000 years ago. So the magnetic flip you're talking about is something else, and I'm not familiar with it. And it's not what I'm part of, so to speak.
I know, and that's good, because I did have a conflict with this, and I'm glad to hear this from you, Doctor. I've been waiting all week to talk to you about it, because I was really surprised. This study was from a team of scientists from, they said, Italy, France, Columbia University, and the University of California, Berkeley. I'm going to forward it on to you and see that, you know, because I'm in the same, I was just under the assumption that it would be later. And I love you with the fact that he's like, please, because we need to look at this and see. But it comes from Earth Changes, those of you tuning in, and what we're discussing tonight.
Oh, I see.
A lot of you going,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and I do think that sometimes, like you said, that you know, that exactly would take a little longer. And I think this is where I love this for those who are manifesting or doing the work. This is perfect, because this is where you guys that are calling in, you're like, Jethro, I called in 3 weeks ago and you told me Danny Boy was coming home, and I keep calling your show and Danny's not in my house. Well, this is why, because we're talking here manifesting. We're talking about actual real work and the global and the consciousness. And you're so focused here with this, you guys have got to open your energies to be able to do this. I have a lot of you right. We love it. I got to tell you, this is the most fun I've had. I've gotten Facebook. When are we going to give the prizes away? We're going to give the prizes away when we get to them. It's early in the show. We've got a lot of you guys calling in. We love this. Have you had a lot? I would think that you probably, with your career, I mean, honestly, Dr. Kellerman, you've had individuals in your science field, I bet, that they've given you a little bit. Has there been a lot of conflict about this because of the conscious evolution? Or
No, I wouldn't say so. Really, I think they, you know, I still keep friends with quite a few of these, my previous colleagues in the scientific community, but that's more on a personal level. And so they basically ignore everything I'm working with. And it is my experience that you might say people from the scientific community, they simply stay away from my work. And, you know, my own interpretation is that it may be a little bit threatening or something to their worldview. So, I just accept that people, that group of people that are really very, you know, denying the spiritual existence, you might say, that I just have to accept that they don't want to deal with the kind of things I'm doing. I cannot say that there hasn't been conflict with that group of people. No, the answer would be no. It's been fairly easy that way.
There you have it, Margaret. We have her, and she's right, and she goes, I find this very fascinating. This doctor is not only very very positive, Jethro, but he also knows his subject. And as I've listened into the show quite a few times, I want to do this, and I want to know, again, his book, The Mind Calendar Maps of the Evolution of Consciousness. No, we got to give her your book name, because it's The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, right?
That's the most recent book, and that's one I recommend, yes.
Yes, and I'm trying to send it there, and I got to tease her because she tried to mix it up here. I do think Margaret is a little tipsy tonight, but we're going to tease you, Margaret. We love you dearly. She's writing it. She goes, Jethro, I don't know why, but I find it very fascinating that Dina used to always talk about the Egyptians, and there's some things in this about this, that the Egyptians, only a few generations have left the Stone Age, were able to build colossal pyramids. Could you get the doctor to talk anything about Egyptian? Doctor?
Yeah. Well, you know, it really has an enormous bearing on this book that I have written, because, you know, there's been an enigma for a long time. Why is it that a few hundred years not too many generations, you might say, after they left the Stone Age, the Egyptians were able to build these astounding pyramids with just this amazing precision of geometry and all kinds of well, the architecturally it's just a wonder, you might say, and why would that be? And my way of looking at it is that the Egyptian pyramids are reflections of the global mind. They have that kind of a structure. They are eight-sided, not four-sided. If you look upon them with a satellite photograph, you see that they're actually eight-sided. And it's much more difficult to build a pyramid as eight-sided compared to four-sided, meaning that this must have been an intentional part of the architecture, something they wanted to demonstrate that, and it was an important aspect of the whole building of the pyramid. Now, what's interesting about that then is that the Mayan inscription that talks about the changes that happened on Earth in the year 3115 BC, in other words, a few hundred years before the Great Pyramid was built, that talks about the Earth becoming covered by an eight-sided or eight-partitioned grid, you might say, of metaphysical grid lines, straight and perpendicular grid lines. So the eight-sidedness of the Egyptian pyramid seems to be really a reflection of exactly what the Mayan description of what happened around that time. And my view then of the Egyptian pyramids is that, you know, they might have had a number of different reasons for building it, parts of their mythology, parts of their pharaohs, and all kinds of things. But the fundamental reason, I think, is that when the fifth happened, according to the Mayan calendar in those days, they actually downloaded a new mind, a mind that allowed them to create a civilization, a mind that allowed them to count, to write, to use bronze, to build cities, etc., etc. And so my view is that the reason they built the pyramids, and especially the one with the eight-sidedness, the Great Pyramid in Giza, is that they wanted to honor this new mind that came to the, that became available to Earth at that point in time. And they wanted to, which is a divine structure, I would say. It's a divine structure of sacred geometry. But when you, when that kind of a divine impulse comes to the human mind, we get inspired. The Egyptians got inspired in their way, in a very pure way, you might say, because they actually just made a reflection of the mind. But we work the same way today, but we don't always know it. We think it's our own ideas. But really what pulls, I think, a lot of the people that are listening and a lot of the people that are on this call is this kind of divine inspiration driving us to do whatever it is we're doing, even if sometimes it seems crazy when we start it. And the mind is really ultimately a divine source, a divine means of changing our ways of thinking, I would say. The divine mind the global mind is a divine way of changing our ways of thinking. And so whenever there's a shift in that, people will do things that they would not do previously. And so the Egyptians would start to build pyramids and this whole fantastic culture that they developed in those times. And only a few generations before that, they were actually still living in the Stone Age, because they had not gotten the signal of the divine inspiration given by the activation of this global mind that took place in that particular time.
Excellent. We love this. Those tune in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, Dina, the phenomenal Dr. Joanne Coleman, and we are having a blast. We got a lot of calls here. Dina's fans are getting wild. 703, would you like to talk to you, me, and Dina, and Dr. Carl? I'm running out of names to match with E for three. Come on, 703.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Are you having a good time?
Yes,
hello.
You can.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can we get a name out of you? I hate to go on. I feel like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Great. Welcome. This is Wiley going into the Mercury. You are?
I'm Sarah. This is actually my first time on this show, or listening to it as well. So. Yeah, this is actually really interesting, so cool. I wasn't exactly sure what to expect, but I feel like everything is just so amazing. I don't even know what to say, but I do have a question.
You made friends with me, because I've been trying to get this show for 3 years for someone to love us, and you finally did. I'm so happy, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Okay, awesome. I've had a lot just like go through my life right now, and I'm about to go on this big journey, and I just want to know if I'm making the right decision, if this is the right time in my life to actually be doing this. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a chick. I'm like, oh my gosh, when am I going to find like a good man? But.
Ooh, Dina. What do you feel with this? What do you feel with our dear Sarah? I want to have the doctor answer to the. I've got a person writing. I think the doctor's psychic, and we're going to keep Dr. Kalman on the show every week, Jeff. We like you, doctor.
But I didn't catch. I probably can't say anything, but I didn't catch what kind of a journey are you going on?
It's a big trip. I'm going to Guatemala for several months.
Okay. Well, then I may have something to say about it, because that's the land of the Maya. What are you looking for then?
I don't know. I'm searching for something. I feel like I've been moving around a lot, like, my whole entire life, because that was my mom's, like, because my mom's job. So I feel like every now and again, like, I get the itch, the need to, like, want to go somewhere else. And especially, like, I just got out of a relationship. And so I kind of feel like it's time for me to go again. And I wanted to go to Guatemala. I don't know why. Yeah. It was just one of the things that, like, popped up in my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can you do then except to follow it, so to speak? You know, I've been quite a few times in Guatemala, and I definitely think you should go to Lago Atitlan, which is this beautiful lake in the middle of Guatemala. And I'm sure you will hear about it if you haven't already. And it has all these different volcanoes around the lake, and each of these you go across the lake to these different villages, and there you can meet the shamans and the day keepers and the traditional people, and that's really meeting a lot of very beautiful souls. And so that is by itself a very beautiful opportunity. The second thing that I would recommend is going to Tikal, which is it's in the north of Guatemala. It's in the midst of a big national park there, and it has the largest of all Mayan pyramid sites. And just to walk around there is a fantastic experience. And also, you know, the very fact that you will be in the midst of a rainforest where all of these this old city actually was. So anyway, that's all I can say. It's a great experience. You should ask for permission to go there in the middle of the night, because then you see it all with the stars and all that, and you know, maybe even find some guide who will take you into the jungle and who knows where the animals are and these kind of things. So that's all I
think our Dr. Carl's a romantic man, aren't you? We tease you about this. And we talked about totems last week, or actually we talked about our astrology, and we were talking, and you are in the Mayan, you're actually a jaguar.
That's right. Yeah, I'm 5 jaguar.
I think I think that's so phenomenal. Sarah, we love you. I hope it helped you. Definitely call back. We got to go. We're getting people pushing here.
Okay, sure.
We're going with the energy. We love all of you guys. We're going to take them, and we're grabbing these callers. They're coming in. 949. It's all fine. Come on in. The water's great. We're here having a fun time with Dr. Carl Johan Kalaman. We're talking about, he's a jaguar totem. We, me and Dina are here. Everyone's here. What do you want to do, 949? 949 is a little shy. Are you there, 949? when they do that, it always scares me. I hope we've had people order fries on here. We've had them want a little Coke to go. We're not fast food. We're just psychics gone wild. So 949 is a little tipsy. We're going to go right into 352. What about you, 352?
Oh, hi. My name's Andrea. I was just listening.
No, we love you, and it's good to hear from you. And this was our wild friend here in Florida. We share the same birthday. I'm glad you called. You just forgot me, didn't you? I love you.
Just been doing. Just been doing.
I'm so glad you called in. We still got to get you ready. You know, we are doing. We're going to have some new people on. Carlene and Lori are going to be on here next week. Our new psychics and medium. We'd like you to come and try it, Andrea, because I know you're very gifted. You're not only a November 12th birthday, but you've always had psychic gift. We've teased her. This is our friend that came on all the shows, and everyone saw her with babies, and she took it in sport. And we joked. We know it was new beginnings and other things. But for a while, we had Andrea looking all over her house of where was this baby coming from. Remember?
Yeah. I thought maybe it was you.
You thought it was me? I've already done the baby thing. Oh, my gosh, those things scare me to death. I'll tell you, my grandkids, I tease them. I said, they're lovely to look at, but no. I went through that thing.
Yeah, they are. You can give them back.
What about Dina? Maybe it was Dina that was going to have the baby. Dina, what are you doing?
No, I don't think so. I wanted a grandbaby at this point.
They all run. The minute you just offer this little joy of bundles of screaming 18 years in their little hands, they just scream right out that door. You know, I don't know why. We love you, Andrea. Thank you for tuning in and listening in. We're running here going wild. You put in for the gifts? We're going to be giving away, Blue Moon Treasures is giving away an amethyst necklace tonight, which is really good because it's in an arrowhead, which depicts the ritual of a belief of protection and strength. So when you wear this beautiful amber, and it's also the amethyst, is in going to be in a leather necklace so that the natural of the leather will be able to help us with your life. If you're having things right now that you'd like to overcome, you want to wear an arrowhead. This will be the gift that's given away. Go to psycheskonwall.com. We'll be pulling a winner. And we love you, Andrea. Thank you for all the work you do for us on Facebook.
No problem.
She's our friend and shares our page. And those of you who share our page this month, remember, we are keeping track of that. So if you're sharing the show, you love Dina, you shared on there, we will give you some prizes. We're going to be picking the people on Facebook, on our Real Psychics Gone Wild room, and other places that are doing that. So, you know, keep your eyes out. Watch it and be ready to win some really good prizes here from Psychics Gone Wild. Dr. Carl Johan Kalaman, you are so phenomenal. We've got a person right here that goes, he is not only a jaguar, I think he's miraculous. I was listening to the show, and I do believe this gentleman has got the idea because the Mayan calendar makes sense with some of the conscious and the work of it. I have been working with a shaman here in Australia, and they were telling me that a lot of the symbolism sometimes in the different calendars and stuff would fit with different energies. Does the doctor believe in shamanism, or is this something that he feels is not really...
Well, I don't know if... I don't know about the concept of believing in shamanism, but certainly I believe that we can journey into a spirit world. I guess that means believing in shamanism. One of the ideas of shamanism is that, you know, there is a spirit world that is shielded from us with a very thin veil. And it's been that way for a long time. I think that veil may now be beginning to disappear. And that's the reason that a lot of people are now becoming more sensitive to various kind of spiritual influences. And so in this sense, yes, absolutely. Shamanism is something that is part of my worldview, I would say.
And Dina, we all know I've teased you mercifully about camping out at any chance you can in a place that is obviously for popsicles. In Maine, she hides out in the forest and woods and has continually enjoyed the camping and getting away from all nature. And Dina, can you honestly, we've been talking about this for the last 3 months with the 2014 and the Ascension work. How are you seeing this affect the nature, or is it affecting the nature around you in Maine?
Yeah, no, that's why I go to Maine, further up Maine. Is because it's untouched, really. It's really, it's kind of, it's like God's country up there. And, I mean, we're talking like that 3.5 hours from where I live, so kind of the middle of Maine. But it is so beautiful and untouched, almost like what you could feel, like you thought you would be feeling like thousands of years ago. You know, it's like that. Then you come back here, and what a difference. The world, a difference. So I go up there, and I really ground with nature and commune. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of animals up there and, you know, wild animals and stuff. So it's just so beautiful. And it's like you can reach out and touch the stars. That's how close you are to the stars.
I love that. Holistically, I know as a healer, you're one of the most phenomenal psychic healers. And I do believe it's because of your energy there. Those of you who've tuned in and kept in, you know, I had some health things going on. And, you know, Dina's a friend, made me laugh. She talks to me and she's like, well, who else are we going to call? Dina, you know, tells me, she's like, you know, we help each other. She automatically was sending energy within a few minutes. And what impressed me is the situation that I was having, which was very serious, it was with my heart and some of the things, immediately started to recede. And then Dina explains to me over the phone what's going on with my body and system. Now, you guys know I'm born with the gift psychic, but it's a little creepy to have somebody on the phone telling you, and now I'm sensing with your artery here, and now I'm like, Dina, I mean, you just, like, looked at my body. I'm like, okay, scanner girl. And she's like, no, listen to me, Jethro. This is happening. This is going to take a couple of days. This is my arm. Everything she said not only did it. I had someone tell me, well, Jethro, psychologically you do this. Those of you know from the healing holistic, Dina's the real thing. Get a chance. Go to DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com and get not only a reading but a healing. We've got a lot of phone calls. Doctor, we're trying to get everybody in. Everybody comes in when Dr. Carl Johan Kalman's here. You have become a fan. We're going to have to work out with him and see if we can make him a regular. I'd love him to come back, in, especially in December. We do Christmas presents and stuff. I've had people offering that we can work with you and see if we can get a few books or something to give as a prize, and then have people that go in on your website, because you've become in the short time that we've got to know you, have your own little fan base. People are writing to go, and this is very phenomenal, Jethro. Other shows bring people in that are just silly. They talk about maybe the Mayans are dancing around today. I love this man. He's honest. He's there. I checked up his website, and I think his book is cool. This is from Brian in Kansas. So we're going through.
Thank you.
We're grabbing it. Thank you. Yeah, Doctor, thank you. Thank you from us. We just love you guys. PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're going to be giving away a prize. We've got friends of Dina's writing in. Dina, I have to know here. My husband has been working with me for 3 months to let him go out with his ex-girlfriend. This is supposed to do closure. The problem I have is this girl takes off her clothes every time we've seen her. For 2.5 years, she's been trying to get my husband on the couch, in the bed, on the table. It doesn't matter where she gets near him. I have had to permanently remove these two from each other before. After 3 months of discussion and energy, I've decided that, you know, we need to forgive and move on. And at least if they do this in public, I'll have pictures from my divorce attorney. Am I in the correct position to say these two should finally have their last outing, or should I just throw in the towel and wrap him up and send him home with her? Okay, Mr. Capricorn, woo.
Well,
this man is, okay, what do you think she should help this Taurus girl do with this Capricorn man?
Well, here's the thing. Why is he so adamant about wanting that? You know, what is it? Why is it? Why has it not left his mind, his brain, his whatever? You know, what's the urgency? So, and you can have closure on a phone call. You know, you can have closure in a letter. There's many ways to have closure. So why is it that you have to go, they have to go see each other to have closure, is my question.
And very true in karmic energy. And if you, and I did tell you guys about, is your lover your karmic mate? Look on my site, Your Tango. I kid you not, I give you an exercise that you can physically sit down and do. If you're seeing energy around your mate and it's resonating, it will be of a positive energy. Remember, it's like just exactly what Dina's saying. If these two have got this energy and this is what's happening, granted, we do have karma and sometimes our aura will bring in energy. But there's where the energy is. This is what Dina said. If he can't get it out of his mind, then obviously there's other energy. I would suggest you try the exercise, because you're going to know. I can tell you from good, bad, and all my wild relationships. No, I haven't dated everybody, but the world's young. I can tell you what's happening when you're doing the energy of it, when you're going through the relationship and there's something going on. When you do this together with your energy, your chakras will show where it's blending or it will show where it's not. If you're getting static or you're sensing, you don't have to be able to see or to feel this, what I'm telling you. Try the exercise I've got there and you will know of this. I got a lot of you guys that write me on love a lot of times, like you're doing with Dina. It is really simple to see if you've got karma together. Take and look without seeing. Get a normal candle, relax in a positive metaphysical space. Relax. Look at it without looking at it like you would, like watching a child when you're doing a babysitting. Relax and breathe. Begin to feel that energy. Relax at a good pace. You can do this. Look down at your hands. See the aura energy. If you're looking without seeing, pretty soon you're going to see an energy. Now look with this and do the same thing with your lover. Relax at a pace. No, don't sit and stare at them like they're going to spank them. Tell them what you're doing. You don't want your boyfriend or girlfriend upset because you're staring at them. What? What? They're like, well, I'm reading your aura, baby. No, what you're doing is you relax and you talk to them and say, I'd like to try this experiment. They're going to calm down. They're not going to have shield. Then look at it. Now compare the two colors. It's real simple. You're seeing green around your energy and you've got green. Pretty much a match. If you're seeing green and blue, still there. But if you're seeing green and red, you're seeing opposite spectrums of the prism, there may be some other problems. Yes, opposites attract. But what you're saying here sounds like these two are more compatible with each other. So, you know, please try these experiments out. Is it foolproof? Pretty much, yes, it's going to work. I've done this for years. I do a lot of experience. I welcome you guys with the love to get a hold of us. Dina just told you the truth. There is something there. Dina, would you suggest to her? I mean, she really can't stop him.
No, because, you know, this is the thing. Do you trust him? And and it sounds like he's pretty adamant about this for whatever reason. And if he, unfortunately, if he blows it, then that's on his shoulders.
And I was married to the wrong energy, and there was an attraction there from a past life. Me and her were pulled together. I was married within a couple months, and quickly, as I was going up on my honeymoon, up into the mountains with this wild person, she's telling me, driving in her sports car, that she's the boss, she has the way, and this is the way it's going to be. And I'm like, when did I get into this? Excuse me, this is America. Long story short, that energy and that energy of doing that, what you guys have had there and what's going on, sounds like now you're pulling on the energy. I was hooked into that karma for a couple of months. I played along with her, telling me this ex-husband of hers, she, all these horrible things, and yet there was something going on. I honestly feel that that's where she needed to be, but she chose me in karma because of the past life, something had happened to where I got thrown in as a secondary karma. So definitely, I love what Dean just said there. We're going on. A lot of you guys are writing, Jeff, you guys are talking about people and karma in bed. I don't know what's going on, but I haven't had sex here in 3.5 years. Is there something wrong with the fact that I don't feel attracted to anyone? I do feel that I'm holding on to my life. Someone has told me that I had a life where I was a nun. I don't know if that's possible. I do have a drive. I just don't think I can find anyone here in Nebraska. Dina, is there something that you would give me to suggest that I could do naturally so that my love drive can come back?
Well, what happens is, subconsciously, you're holding on to something that you had happen to you. And there were several things, actually. And it was stuff from even younger, but then triggered a little bit later in life, that a bad relationship or a bad experience. So that's subconsciously holding you back from wanting to go there again, that fear of hurt, that fear of whatever. So what you need to do is release, even though it's subconscious, and you're not conscious of what exactly it is, you just need to ask the universe to release whatever that blockage is. So you can just do some, you know, deep breathing and keep asking for that blockage to be gone and work on that. Or if you have somebody that can work on you and do energy work on you to remove that blockage, because that's what I feel it is, and a little bit from a past life, but I think it's mostly from this current life. I think that blockage is the bigger one, is fairly new, meaning this life. So I think it can be removed, and it all will be restored. You'll have it back.
Love it. Those of you who tuned in tonight, we're getting really wild. We're doing more. We've got quite a few of the phones having a little bit. I do apologize to some of you that are calling in. They said the phone's dropping and picking you up and picking you down. Keep calling in. We just hang together. We're going to get through it. Going to be wild like we always are. We are tonight Jethro Smith, Dina Flanagan, and Dr. Carl Johann Kalaman, having a blast doing wild. Dr. Kalaman, we're looking here on the energy of this, and we're going into the fact that, you know, and we talk about the understanding and the human history. And can you tell, I know that you're very phenomenal in this area. Can you tell us what all do you study? I mean, you're going into these areas and studying not only the past documents in culture, but can you give me a normal day in Dr. Callahan's life?
A normal day of my life?
Yes.
<Was that it? laughs>
If there is, there was.
well. You know, actually, since we had the last talk here, I have been starting seriously to write on the second volume of this trilogy, and it's in a sense it's just great, because that's when I feel that I'm part of something bigger than myself, or actually it's a book out there that wants to be written, and for some reason it's found that I'm the best guy to write the book that is out there in the cosmos. But the downside is that you sort of become so obsessed with writing that you become less social, and you're not as open as you are. It's like, you know, it's like I was meeting these friends today, you know, I told them that this is not me speaking to you. It's my book speaking to you. My book, the book, is taking over me at this particular point. And that's once it takes over me, you know, it's like everything becomes about gathering information that is relevant to the book. And that's so whatever happens in the day is somehow has now become subordinated to what the book says that he wants to be have in it, and that's a normal day in my life as it is now.
Love that. And they said that it's going to be able to, you know, that they turn around and go into the situation of a day, you know, and I'm so impressed with you that I can't wait to read the next book. I'm still in the midst of it. We got a hold of you. You were a very nice and gracious man to come in. He's very busy. I'm so grateful for you to come on. I do open that invitation to you. If it's okay, we would like to put you on our psychicsgonewild.com. And you will be one of our special guests. That we'll put out. And thanks to Dina now, we've just hit another 198 people more a day that's going on from Speak Up Radio. Those of you who listen to Speak Up Radio, you're going to love it next week because it's going to be, we've got a show that's going to come over there with Linda Irwin, Jan Bachtreiki, and Lynn Breezdale. So get ready for Psychics Gone Wild to grab you guys there. We're going to be putting those out over there. And, Doctor, we would like to, you know, I want to see if there's another time you can come on with us. You know, I know that you're a very busy man. Maybe we can get fortunate to have you come on at Christmas. We do a lot more promoting gifts. Thank you so much.
It's such a, you know, you have such an elevated spirit in this program, and it's just a lot of fun to be on it.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to us. Thank you, Dina. Dina said you would love it. See, she wins the money. I was like, come on, you'll think we're like the wacky ones. Dina's like, he's going to love us. And Dina's all, she's been, you know, everyone has got to realize this. Dina is a very, not only a beautiful woman, but very smart and attractive. So those of you who've been, we were teasing last week or 2 weeks ago about how Dina had come up with these ideas and stuff. But honestly, if you guys, and we had a lot of them going through the archives, Dina, you've been talking about this since I'd met you. I mean, you've been saying about, especially with the Mayan and this different, you know, the evolution, the consciousness. And when it worked out that Dr. Carl could come in, I'm like, he's got to do Wednesday with Dina. And everybody that was, you know, involved in this were like, oh, we got to hear this. You know, so I know a lot of you that are doing this have made this possible. We thank you, Doctor. We will get with you in December. We love you dearly.
You.
Those of you tuning in, tell them how they can get a hold of you on your website.
Well, yeah. My website is kalleman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N. .com, and there, if you want to have any questions, you might email me. There is a little envelope signing that, or you can go to the blog that I have there and write something to me in that way. And there's a number of articles and so available on that website, and welcome to it.
Excellent. We thank you, Doctor. Have a great night. We'll be talking to you again, and you rock.
Yes, thank you so much. Wonderful. It was very, very fun again.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are wild. We're going back to Psychics Gone Wild. As we get out of here, you guys, remember, we got to grab those prizes here real quick. We go to Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to be doing this for Christmas. Those of you tuning in, I just got very good news that for my birthday, November 12th, we will have a phenomenal guest. Temple Hayes will be here. We're just bringing in the best of the best. We love everyone. You know, the book, When Did You Die? You know, and that's the book we'll be discussing here. This is from the emotionally, spiritually drained generation of us. So those of us, get ready that night, November 12th. Promises to be very intense for you. Temple Hayes will be here. We're so grateful to all of you guys. We have just a few minutes left here. I want to grab that prize winner, and it is Carrie Miller. Carrie Miller from Des Moines, Iowa. You're the winner. Yay! Congratulations. We welcome all of you guys. And remember, Carrie, we will be giving that to you at, you got psychicsgunwall.com you put in, but you're going to have to wait till a little bit at the end of the month. It will get to you before Halloween this month. I'm a little bit behind on my mailings, but we're keeping track of everyone. Remember, those of you who are tuning in, to go to psychicsgunwall.com, sponsor your person. I know that right now Jan Bachtreiki has went in the wild again, and she's winning the Monopoly, and everyone's going to her page. So you guys come and see me and Dina. You know, we got to have numbers too. We got to tease you guys. South Carolina, Jan Bachtreiki. Virginia, Jan Bachtreiki. Texas, Jan Bachtreiki. Look at the page. You'll be seeing that coming up out there. You'll have some new ones. Go to Lori and Carlene, and I'm having wild energy. Dina, they're asking here real quickly, would Dina tell us how to remove an energy? We've got 60 seconds. We're going to have to come back next week. Dina, we have to say goodbye, and then we roll out the door before they throw us out that door.
Yeah. Okay. Well, You want me to tell him answer that question or just say goodbye?
They'll have to get a hold of you. They're going to cut us off. And...
All right. Well, everybody, have a great week.
Everybody, we love you. Sorry, just catch us on the 9 time. Come and see us at psychicsgunwall.com.